Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Very important person here today with lots of important information. El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, Chuck Berman.
Good morning. Good morning, Renee. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, thank you for coming in. And we have a lot to talk about because, A, it's an election year.
A big election year.
B, it's an election year. Did you like that?
We have three elections this year. You know, typically we see one or two, but this year, because it is a presidential year, we have three elections. We have the presidential primary that is 49 days away from now.
Right.
And then we have the party's political primary on the last day of June.
Okay.
And then we have the granddaddy of them all, the presidential general election in November.
So we are getting, we're starting early. We're getting everybody ready for all the elections, and then we have other stuff to talk about, too.
We do.
So, let's hop in, because, like you said, Chuck, the presidential primary is coming in just a couple months, believe it or not. Yeah, we're just under 2 months away, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yeah. Yes, we are.
So, the first thing that folks need to know is that, I'm going to say it wrong, Uokava?
Yes.
Did I say it right?
You did.
Woo! Do I get it like
a high five?
High five.
There you go.
The Uokava ballots are actually being sent out, this weekend?
This weekend. Okay. That's for our military and overseas voters. So voters that find themselves not here at home, that are traveling abroad, studying abroad, working abroad, our military service men and women that are in the four corners of the universe, they need extra time. So they get their ballots 45 days before the election. So that's this weekend. And then they get also an additional 8 days, because those ballots have to travel back. So they are accorded a little bit of extra time.
Right.
With all due respect, because of where they're at in
Absolutely.
The world.
Absolutely.
But then not far after that, we'll be getting our ballots mailed out, too.
Okay. So let's kind of break down the time frame here. Again, the Uokava ballots are sending out this weekend. But to be, now correct me if I'm wrong, to be take part in the primary,
yes,
do you have to pick a party?
So,
or can you be an independent? Because I know we went through this, kind of deciding in Colorado, how do we handle this?
So several years ago, the state of Colorado voted and approved Proposition 107 that allows unaffiliated voters to participate in a party's political primary. So this is the first presidential. In 2018, we had the party political primary in June, where unaffiliates could vote for the first time. So this is the first presidential primary by which unaffiliated voters can vote. So they'll be getting, they can go onto our website and pick a preference. And that preference does not mean that you affiliated with a party. So if you are an unaffiliated voter and you want to get the Republican ballot or the Democrat ballot, you can pick that preference, and we'll only send you one, and that saves us the paper costs and the postage. Or if you choose not to pick a preference, we'll send you a packet with both ballots, but
you can only vote on one, though.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Because they're, in essence, two separate primaries.
Right.
And is not permissible to, by law, to vote twice in an election. So you can choose one or the other. So you get both ballots. Only select one. Vote that one. Put it in the envelope. Sign the back of the envelope, your name. And then return it. The other one, take that ballot, shred it, tear it up, dispose of it. Do not send it back. If you send both ballots back,
are they going to get a phone call from the clerk and recorder's office?
Well, unfortunately, the law defines that. We'll void it out, and you don't want that to happen. You want your voice to be heard. So, educate yourself on the candidate, choose wisely, and then return that one ballot if you are an unaffiliated voter.
Okay, so the deadline to either affiliate with a party, or maybe you no longer want to be affiliated and want to be deemed as an independent, there's a deadline to do that, right?
Yes, February 3rd is that deadline. So if you are a Green Party and you want to become a Democrat, or if you're a Libertarian and want to become a Republican, or vice versa, Republican become a Democrat or Democrat become a Republican, you can do that.
Or an independent, right? Or is that possible there too? Yeah, at that time.
So the various combinations by February 3rd.
Okay.
However, so you have to do that by the 3rd. Otherwise, your choice is
locked in.
Is locked in. But on a Phil H, you can you have all the way until election day, so you have the maximum choices. So you could register to vote. In Colorado, we now have same day voter registration. So if you are not registered to vote yet, you can do so. We would like you to go to Go Vote Colorado today. I like to think of election day as today. Make sure you have all that information in now, so that when we mail out your ballot on February 10th. That you'll get the ballot that you prefer. However, if you do want to just stay in unaffiliated, you'll get both ballots, but just return the one.
Okay. And let's kind of run through, again, some more of the timeline. So sure. The testing on the equipment is happening in early February.
February 1st, we'll be doing our public logic and accuracy. And
folks can come and watch the testing.
We want people to come and watch. We think our equipment is pretty whiz-bang, and we'd like to show it off to you.
Right.
So come on in and have that mystery, that veil taken off the election process. Come in and take a look at how the machines work, how we test it very rigorously so that we can assure to our voters that our machines counted correctly.
And then, like you mentioned, February 10th, the ballots are mailed out.
Yes, on the 10th, we'll be mailing ballots out 3 weeks before the election. So you have that amount of time. You know, used to years ago, you had to go and vote on election day, but we make it very easy in Colorado to vote. So it's kind of an election period or season. So you have 3 weeks to look at the candidates, research them, and make your choice and send it back.
Because actually the service centers open up just a week later, right? So like a week after the ballots are sent out, they have like a week, and then the service centers start opening up where the drop boxes.
Correct. The date that the ballots go out, our drop boxes open up. Our voter service and polling centers, those are our full-featured poll places. So you can register to vote at those locations. You can update your address. If you spoil your ballot, you can get a replacement one. So you can do all those things up to including election day. So
there's plenty of time.
Plenty of time, plenty of opportunities. Very easy to vote and have your voice heard in Colorado.
And just really quick, so election day is March 3rd. Ballots must be received by 7 p.m. on election day. Now, if they want to mail it in, though, there is a recommended deadline if they want to mail back in and not drop it off.
Yes, we are recommending a full week plus before that date, so February 24th. It gets a little dicey after that as far as getting that ballot back to us, because it travels to Denver nowadays, gets processed.
I think a lot of folks don't realize that whatever comes out of the Springs for mail goes to Denver.
And comes back. Yeah. So it takes a bit of time. And that's why we have the ballot boxes, so you can save the postage and drop it off. And we've added additional locations to make it even easier than it already has been. For people to vote.
So let's give the website again so folks can go see the timeline, a breakdown of when ballots are going to be sent out, drop off locations, and all that stuff.
If you want to register to vote, the best site is to go to govotecolorado.gov.
And Colorado is spelled out, correct?
That is. It is all spelled out. You can go to our website, epcvotes.com, and we have that link to govotecolorado.gov. We also have other informative information for you, our Dropbox locations, our VSBC locations, handy information, frequently asked questions. So EPC Votes, that stands for El Paso County Votes.com, or you can go to govotecolorado.gov.
Okay, perfect. We have to take a break. When we come back, legislative session, caucuses, the more elections, and we got so much to talk about this morning.
We do.
So we'll have more. El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Excited to help us get ready for this big election year. El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman is here. And really quick, Chuck, I want just to clarify with folks, because there will be a city election vote earlier in this year, but not to be confused with what is happening with the primaries and stuff like that.
Yeah, the city conducts their elections in April, but they just had one. They do theirs in the odd year, so they won't have one this year. We often partner with them with resources, drop boxes.
Right.
A lot of the election judges that we use, the city uses, and vice versa.
Well, it makes sense.
But the city often does put things on our November ballot. They just did that this past November, where they had issue 2C and 2B
yeah.
on the ballot. So they often put their stuff on the ballot, but April of odd number years is when they elect their city council members and
right.
and mayor. So not this year, but next year. Yep. But we work together with the city clerk because we're all voters. We all live in this community, and you know the citizens.
Might as well use the available resources.
Yes, we put up drop boxes. Let's not duplicate those efforts. Let's utilize those resources with the city of Colorado Springs, and we do likewise for Monument, Manitou, and Fountain, and Falcon, and others.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about the legislative session for the new year. It just got underway last week.
Yep.
Up in Denver, and we know there's a lot of proposed bills. There's a lot of proposed petitions that are being turned in, or that, you know, they got a signatures. And it's a yep. lot to track.
Sure.
And keep up with.
So our office tracks legislation that affects the way our operations work. There's often election bills that modify the way we conduct elections, add additional duties to help make it even easier for folks to vote. Motor vehicle, there's always issues that we are mm-hmm. tracking with respect to that, and recording. So we have our communications department that tracks that. There'll be multiple times that myself will be in Denver testifying on bills that are important to our citizens here, or the way we conduct our operations in the clerk and recorder's office. I'm also a member of the Colorado County Clerks Association on election legislative matters. So myself and my counterpart in Jefferson County, we team up and speak for the other 62 counties. And help give guidance to our legislators as to best practices.
Now, I know last year, and we talked about this previously on the show, Chuck, there were some concerning proposals, right, bills that would affect the election process, wasn't there?
And there was, and they were unfunded mandates, additional issues, additional requirements to the way we conducted elections. Would have added $1.6 to $1.8 million. It would have been an unfunded mandate. Through the efforts of our office in conjunction with other clerk and recorders, we're able to get modifications to that bill and funding for portions of that, so that some of the additional drop boxes and voter service polling centers, the equipment for them is being funded by the state of Colorado. Not all. It still will cost our office several hundred thousand dollars mm. to implement some of those things. So you know, matters with respect to logistics of how we run our office, cost to our citizens, are definitely something that we will speak to and champion for our citizens.
Well, because El Paso County, I mean, really, and other counties in the state, really, Colorado, in a lot of respects, leads the way in elections, don't they? And the systems, the equipment used, the processes, really leads
the
country.
We are a leader. There is no place that is easier to vote, to enjoy your franchise. There's no place easier in this country to vote. And it's also extremely secure. We work diligently with the Secretary of State, Homeland Security, FBI, the Department of Defense on the cybersecurity side of things. We had an exercise, a cybersecurity mock war situation that we did 2 years ago. And we're doing that again next week. Mm-hmm. We have the Colorado County Clerks Association that is going to be in Colorado Springs meeting for a portion of next week. And we will be doing one of those cybersecurity mock war game again, to how would we react? What would we do to ensure that foreign influencers are kept out of our elections, that your vote will count, that you have the confidence that that is going to be the case, and you don't have to question the results.
Right.
After the election.
Okay, so we do need to take a quick news break. When we come back, talk caucuses?
We will.
Okay, sounds perfect. We'll have more with El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Berman next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Joining us, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Berman. Hello, good morning.
Good
Thanks
morning.
For being here. We still have lots to cover.
We do.
And again, it's a very busy election year, so lots of information. Let's give the websites again really quick to register, all that good stuff. GoVoteColorado.gov, or you can go to epcvotes.com, and that'll
Correct.
Direct you to a lot of the info we've covered this morning.
Most certainly.
Now, let's talk about caucuses.
caucuses are a party process. So the Democrat and Republican Party, what is a caucus? It's a neighborhood meeting. So think of it as a neighborhood meeting that's held in your neighborhood of your with your neighbors, like-minded individuals. The Republican Party has their caucus and the Democrat Party has their caucus. This year, it is being held Saturday, March 7th. So a few days after the presidential primary, they're holding it. They're holding it on a Saturday. That is a departure from years past where that would be done on a Tuesday night in early March. But because we have the presidential primary that occupies that spot, the political parties have elected to do that.
Okay.
The following Saturday, the Democrat Party is meeting March 7th at 2 o'clock. And the Republican Party is meeting that same morning, March 7th at 10 a.m.
The Democratic is 2 p.m. that 7th.
Yes.
And the Republican is 10 a.m.
In that morning.
Okay.
So citizens can get more information from the Republican and Democratic parties. The Democratic Party, their phone number is 719-473-8713. And their website is epcodemparty.org. And the Republican Party, their number is 719-578-0022. And you can go select GOPElPaso.com and get to their website and see where their location. The role the county clerk serves in that is supporting the political party. So beginning of the month of February, we will give them a list, a roster of all their registered voters for their political party. They will use that as a reference. And then we will also have people at our phones on that Saturday to answer questions. So someone calls and says, I don't know what my precinct number is. Can you tell me what my precinct number is? So I can either go onto the political party's website and find out the caucus location. We'll also have a cheat sheet that shows, all right, you're in precinct 101. You're with the Democrat Party. You're at this location. So we'll be an aid to assist them in that. But it's really a party process. It's governed by their rules and bylaws, but we're there to assist them because it is a vote, and we want to make sure that people have confidence in that process. So we're there to support them in a bipartisan manner.
And just so folks understand, unaffiliated voters, although you can vote in the primary, there are no caucuses. For unaffiliated, now you can go
and watch and observe, but
one of the two caucuses,
but you cannot participate in their process because you have to be affiliated with that political party.
And we kind of talked about the numbers last year, Chuck. It sounds like in El Paso County, I don't know if it's statewide, but in El Paso County, it sounds like unaffiliated voters' numbers are kind of starting to go up quite a bit.
It is statewide. Yeah. They are slightly ahead of the Republican Democratic Party here in El Paso County. There's about parity between the Republican unaffiliated. Unaffiliates are slightly more, but almost on parity with the Republican Party. The Democratic Party is about 50% the size of the Republican Party.
Well, and I think with this shift, it's just important for everybody to understand. You know what I mean? In the different numbers, like, okay, you may be unaffiliated, but you cannot participate in a
caucus, but you can participate in the primary. Presidential primary. Right. You'll get two ballots, but you just return one.
So let's review for everybody again, really quick, for some dates. Then we need to move on to some motor vehicle stuff. Also, some folks need to be aware, kind of buyer beware stuff that's going on. So we're going to talk about that as well, kind of shifting gears. But let's review dates. Really, I know we have covered a ton of stuff this morning, so you can listen to the podcast or you can go to the websites. So UOCAVA.
Yes,
Did I say that right? UOCAVA.
Yes.
Are being sent out this weekend.
That is ballots for military and overseas voters go out this weekend. February 3rd is the last day for someone to affiliate with a political party to change their affiliation. Mm-hmm. So if you're Democrat going to Republican, Republican going Democrat, Libertarian going wherever you just choose to do, that is the last day on the 3rd. However, if you're an unaffiliated, you can remain unaffiliated. You'll be getting two ballots in your ballot packet this year. One, the Democrat Party ballot list of candidates for the presidential primary, and then you'll get the Republican Party list of candidates.
But you're asking for unaffiliates to please maybe pick one.
Yeah,
to just so mail one out.
Yeah. Not maybe.
Please
yes,
do.
Yes.
Not maybe. Please pick one to vote on.
By law, you're only allowed to return one. If you return both, that will cancel out your choice. We have at the beginning of February 4th, where we're doing our logic and accuracy test on election equipment. Invite public to come in. On February 10th, ballots will be mailed. You will receive your ballot in your mailbox within a couple days later. And then February 18th, we start opening up our voter service and polling centers. Okay. And then the last really key date as election day is March 3rd. Ballots must be received to us by 7 p.m., but don't wait until the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Vote us once you are assured of the candidate you are selecting.
And again, all this info, epcvotes.com, or to change your registration, get registered, go vote colorado.gov, right?
Correct.
Okay. So let's shift gears, and it was in kind of top news this morning, Chuck. Let's touch on this really quick. So motor vehicle registration systems were yesterday.
Yes.
This was something nationally that happened, but everything's resolved today.
Yes. Yeah. So Colorado, like most of the states in the 50 states, we're linked up our titling and registration system because we want to make sure your vehicle is only titled one place, that only one person truly has ownership of that vehicle. So there's a database, a clearinghouse, a national clearinghouse that resides on the East Coast that takes all that data, that VIN number that registers that vehicle, titles it to you. Make sure that there's not another one out there so that your ownership of your vehicle can't be questioned. So when you come in and title a vehicle, that information goes to that database. If you buy a used car, we ping or bump that record up against the national database, making sure that there's not some other possible owner or title holder in Massachusetts or Hawaii or California.
Right.
So that you can be assured that you are the only person that legitimately owns that vehicle. Well, that database had issues yesterday morning for about 4 hours, and that affected motor vehicle offices across the country. So the good part is that it is up. You know, running again. It's good that we're checking to make sure that when you are the owner, that there's no one else that has a claim on that. The problem is when we're all unified like that, that can create problems. The weakest link. So wasn't something with our offices necessarily. It was with that national database that had an issue. Took them about 4 hours to resolve. We were still able to renew your registration because that is not something that bumps up against the national database.
Yeah.
So, but all is good now. So unfortunately couldn't renew yesterday, come in today, later this week, or use our office that we have open on Saturday.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break early, Chuck, because I really want to have time to talk about this. And it's kind of a scammer's going to scam, right? And
right.
It's kind of a buyer's beware for private car sales and VIN verification. So we're going to talk about this when we come back with El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking with El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman. Okay, this is kind of a buyer beware.
It is.
I'm sure possibly a trend you might be seeing at the office, potentially. And it's about folks purchasing vehicles. Look, not all vehicles are bad, private party sales. But there are things you need to do to protect yourself because you guys apparently have been seeing some stuff at the office.
So, I mean, it is buyer beware. Be careful. When you're buying a used car, whether it's on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or other avenues, and I have. I've bought in a few over the years. You got to be extremely careful.
Right.
Most sales are just fine.
Right.
But you have to have some caution. You want to make sure you do that transaction, you do that in a safe place. And
absolutely.
I know our local law enforcement
has...
Yeah,
you can go to the offices and then you have the safe, you can meet there and be protected.
Yeah, so
and safe.
You know, always, you know, make sure it's a public place, well lit, you know, someplace that you feel safe and secure. But beware, I encourage people who, if you're going to make a transaction with the seller on a vehicle, you know, go to, there are many websites out there from Carfax to VinCheckup.com to AutoCheck.com, VinCheck Pro.
Want to get the VIN number and check it before you finalize that.
Yeah, you want to see, verify, you know, is this legitimate? there are vehicles out there that's been salvaged, and that can be appropriate because I own one vehicle that was repaired after an accident, but I research it carefully. But there are people who buy cars at an auto auction, and some of these vehicles are titled for parts only.
But somehow they ended up at the auction.
Yeah, or not to be rebuilt. And then you get the title, and then you come into our office trying to title it, and then we look at...
And the system flags it and goes, wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute. This vehicle had been damaged to the extent that it should not be on the road. May look fine cosmetically, may have other issues, may not be totally safe. So you want to be careful, okay. Want to beware. Use services online to verify, was this car in an accident? Has it been titled as not to be rebuilt or for parts only? Protect yourself. If you're unsure, you maybe put a deposit down for the vehicle and you and the seller meet at our office. A common thing we see with folks is they'll buy a vehicle, everything looks appropriate, but the seller signs in the wrong box on the back of the title. Well, that's not permissible. It has to be on the right line, whether it was inadvertent or not. If the seller doesn't sign it in the correct place, when you bring that title to us, I can't process that. That's not permissible for me to process. So then you got to call the person that you purchase it from. And I hear reports of they won't return my call. What do you do? They got your money. What do you do?
Or even like you're saying that van and that car is not drivable. Yeah, it's not allowed. And then they call them back and they're like, I can't help.
So that's a concern. So you want to protect yourself and do your due diligence. Contact our office if you have a question. Mm-hmm. Bring that seller in and make sure everyone signs it on the right line. Because if we can't process that title, if they sign in the wrong place, the only way you can establish ownership of that is to bond, buy an insurance bond for that vehicle. It's a lengthy process. It costs you some dollars. So we don't want you to have to go through that. We don't want you to have to bond for that. We'd like you to have a pleasant experience. So, beware.
Yeah. So do your due diligence, research. And like you said, not all private seller deals are, it's not, not bad.
99% of them are probably okay. But on occasion we have had that. And it's some customers have been heartbroken. They spent their savings.
Getting this vehicle to go to work.
And unfortunately, they cannot drive it.
Yeah. So do your due diligence. And again, Carfax, VIN Checkup, Auto Check, VIN Check Pro. There's many others. Or come into the office. Meet up with the seller at the office and go, hey, let's do it all right here.
Exactly.
I like that idea. Okay. So let's talk about, I did it online this year. Aren't you proud of me? Renewed. Online.
I am always happy when you renew online or go to my kiosks.
Right. Yes. So a lot of folks are starting to take advantage, aren't they, of the online transaction and the kiosk for renewing.
Most certainly. And what that is doing is we're seeing fewer customers in our office. The ones that come are titling the vehicles where you have to come and present in person. But if you're just doing a renewal, renew by mail, renew by the online version,
by kiosk.
We lead the state and kiosk transactions, 69,000 utilized our 4 locations. We added 2 more locations here in the last 2 months. We have an additional one that's going to open up at the King Supers on Baptist Road in about 60 days.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm sure that helps a lot.
We've been partnering with King Supers. We have one at Stetson Hills and Powers and then one at South Academy in Hancock. So more and more choices for people to utilize, and you make me smile when you tell me
I waited till the last minute and you were like, Renee,
how many times have we talked about this?
Use the app, go to a kiosk, go online. That's funny. So I'm sure there's an entire list of where they can access the kiosks or stuff like that on the website, right?
Yes, you can go to our website, epcdrives.com, and get those locations. We send out that renewal notice to you at the beginning of the month that you're able to renew. That is a courtesy card. That's not a requirement. People say, well, I haven't received my card yet.
You still know your tag is going to be renewed.
It's your responsibility to know that you're due. Put it in a reminder on your smartphone. We have an app, gov2go.com will remind you too if you want to use our online app, gov2go. And it'll remind you at the beginning of the month, and it'll remind you at the end of the month that you need to renew. So no excuse to have to pay that $25 late fee.
Right.
So
there are plenty of ways
advantage
to do
it.
Yeah, so epcdrives.com, right, to find out all the kiosk locations, stuff like that, or get the little reminder alerts, gov2go.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Perfect. El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Berman, thank you. I'm sure we're going to have you on the mornings leading up to some of these critical, important elections, and we're also going to look at having you back on the extra. So thanks for keeping us updated and ready.
Yes. Yeah. You have a moment yet?
Oh, yeah.
I have a little presentation to give you.
Oh, what's this?
So in our office, we have Chuck's Ducks.
We
recognize my staff when they extend great customer service. And Chuck's Ducks stands for Don't Underestimate Customer Kindness. So I'm always looking for opportunities to tell my staff, you did a great job. Dispel that myth of the DMV. So I look for times where I can catch people doing right. And you do such a great job, Renee, in helping us get our word out so that we have a better customer relationship with our customers. So I have a handy dandy certificate.
Oh my goodness. Do I get a Chuck's
and
duck?
And a duck that you can pick.
Oh,
and
they're
you can
so
display
cute.
Proudly.
They're rubber duckies. Wait, do they squeak or no?
They do.
They don't? They do?
But yesterday was National Rubber Ducky Day, too.
I did not know that. How did I miss that? That's so cool. You guys, and I got a little gift certificate. You guys are so sweet. I got a duck, everybody. We're going to take a picture. Thank you so much.
Thank
I got
you
a
very much.
Chuck's ducks. I like, oh, wait, they're flying out there. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you,
it's
Renee.
So sweet. I appreciate it. Okay, coming up tomorrow on The Extra, CDOT will be here. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.